One indication of the importance of the presidential debates and the days leading up to them may be the harsh tone taken by both sides in campaign ads. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has this report.
The presidential campaign has already broken records for length and expense, and it's fast becoming the nastiest in memory. The most recent exchanges have been blistering. Listen to this ad, aired over the weekend by the Progress for America Voter Fund, a pro-Bush advocacy group. The ad includes pictures of the World Trade Center rubble, the Madrid bombing, the Russian school hostages, Osama bin Laden, and Mohammed Atta, one of the 9/11 hijackers.
Would you trust Kerry up against these fanatic killers?
President Bush didn't start this war, but he will finish it.
Ads by outside advocacy groups generally take a harsher tone than ads funded by the campaigns themselves. One reason? Those groups are not required to start their ads with this.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
That's how a new ad released today by the Bush campaign begins. It goes on to use John Kerry's own voice.
It was the right decision to disarm Saddam Hussein, and when the president made the decision, I supported him.
I don't believe the president took us to war as he should have.
The winning of the war was brilliant.
It's the wrong war in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I have always said we may yet even find weapons of mass destruction.
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
It ends with a graphic reading, "How can John Kerry protect us when he doesn't even know where he stands?" The pro-Kerry camp, on the other hand, recently aired an ad produced by the Media Fund, a Democratic advocacy group, that attacks the president and his family for being too cozy with the Saudis.
The Saudi royal family, wealthy, powerful, corrupt, and close Bush family friends. The Saudis have invested tens of millions of dollars in Bush business ventures. Rich Saudis bailed out George W. when his oil company went bust. And even though 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis, top Bush advisor James Baker's law firm is defending Saudi Arabia against the victims' families. Kind of makes you wonder, are Bush and the Saudis too close for comfort?
And this weekend, the Kerry campaign itself lashed back at the Bush attacks with another ad quoting news headlines.
Despicable politics, an un-American way to campaign. The latest Bush-Cheney attacks against John Kerry. George Bush and Dick Cheney are using the appalling and divisive strategy of playing politics with the war on terror, a strategy that undermines the efforts to combat terrorists in America and puts George Bush's own ambition ahead of the national good.
Bill Benoit, a professor of communications at the University of Missouri, has studied ads and statements from candidates in presidential elections for the last half century. Overall, he says this campaign is more negative, but with a new twist.
Typically, incumbents are more positive and challengers tend to attack a little bit more. We found that from 1952 to 2000, the incumbent attacks in only 34% of their statements. The challengers attack in 44% of their statements. Those percentages at this point in the campaign are reversed for Bush and Kerry. Bush, the incumbent, is attacking more than Kerry, the challenger, and that is unusual.
And, says Benoit, there's a difference between the content of the attacks from the Bush and Kerry campaigns. While the president hammers away at Kerry's character, calling him indecisive and untrustworthy, Kerry attacks the president's choices on issues like Iraq, the economy, and health care.
The Bush campaign has a tendency to attack more on character than the Kerry campaign. And historically, again, from 1952 to 2000, we have found that Republicans, as a group, and there are exceptions, Republicans as a group tend to attack more on character. Democrats as a group tend to attack more on policy than Republicans. So that general tendency seems to be followed in the 2004 campaign.
Although some studies have shown that voters, particularly late-deciding moderates, can be turned off by negative attacks, this year it appears the campaigns have decided there is little risk to attacking and much to gain. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.